الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Dear brothers and sisters, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us another opportunity to attend this salah inshaAllah and share the knowledge and understanding of one of the ayat, the surah that in Quran, that we are going to get some of the knowledge in this surah to understand it and share it and see how that one is linked to what is happening to us, which is give us an activation and a motivation and a driver for us to continue and resist and stand for our belief. This surah is Surah Al-An'am, Surah Al-An'am, and it's one of the surah in the Quran that has been classified At-Tawl, that means the lengthy ones. The lengthy ones. There are seven Tawl, that means the seven lengthy ones. There has been classification through ulama that is actually Tawl, which is the length ones, and Na'in, which is those ones in hundreds, and Masani, which is less than hundreds, or just one and one up 110, and then Al-Mufassal, which is the short ones, where in one juz you have to say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim many times because there is another surah. So that's the classification from a length perspective for the surah of Quran. And the surah Al-An'am is one of those tawal, lengthy ones. And the seven lengthy ones is Surah Al-Baqarah, Al-Imran, Al-Nisa, Al-An'am, Al-A'raf, Al-Tawbah, this is one of them, and Yunus. And as you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts the surah, any surah, with something that, first of all, triggers something in you. And this surah starts with Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, الذي خلق السماوات والأرض وجعل الظلمات والنور ثم الذين كفروا بربهم يعدلون. Alhamdulillah. Alhamd, as we have known now, what's Subhan? That's the second one, Alhamd. Alhamdulillah means two things at the same time. One, ta'zeem wa tabjeel, glorification for Allah. And it's only for Allah. Alhamd is a word that is only said to Allah. You can't say Alhamd to your friends or Alhamd to your family, no. Alhamd, Alhamdulillah, is only to Allah. So it's a glorification to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is thanking to Allah for whatever He gives, whatever He doesn't give. So when you say Alhamdulillah, you mean these two together. These two together. At-ta'zeem wa shukr, glorification and thanking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah started this ayah, Alhamdulillah, الذي خلق السماوات والأرض. Because if He doesn't created us and created the sky and earth, we wouldn't know Allah. It's true. And thanking to Allah who managed to introduce Himself to us by creating us. Because otherwise we wouldn't know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created night and day. And all of that, that's for us. ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ يَعْدِلُونَ. Which tells us that even if there are evidences that Allah is there are people who doesn't believe in it. And Allah in this ayah, many times said huwa, huwa, huwa. And this word in Arabic language is always, in each and every ayah, it always links you to Allah. When you say, huwa الذي خلقكم من طين ثم قضى أجل مسمى وأجل عنده ثم أنتم تنكرون. So huwa, it's always huwa. And as I told you, who, as when you say, when you stop said who, and as I told you probably previously, the word Allah is very special. Very, very special word. It's one is significant only to Allah, and second, it's very secret, because Allah, which is four letters, Alif, Lam, Lam, Ha. If you remove the first one, Allah, it's going to be Lillah, still significant. If you remove the second letter, Lahu, Lahu ma fi samawati wa ard, still significant. If you remove the third letter, who, who Allah. So it's even with the last single letter, still significant. It's a very special word, as we are, and in this, that's why in Surah Al-An'am, you will find the word who or huwa many times to stress on this one. Allah in this surah
clarifies to us
the attitude and behavior of an unbeliever. It's very clear in many, many ayahs. You will find this always comes from this, you could say, the smallest behavior to the highest one. Al-i'rab, al-takzib, al-sukhriya, al-udwan. Al-i'rab, that means you just don't want to listen. Okay? Don't want to believe. That's i'rab. You just don't want to believe. You tell someone, he doesn't believe. Fine. Okay? Then, one step above. At-takzib, deny. So there is a difference between you tell someone he doesn't believe you, and you tell someone he denies it. He's accusing you that you are wrong, and what you're telling him actually is not a fact. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this surah said, just to prove the point, وَلَوْ نَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ كِتَابًا فِي قِرْطَاسٍ فَلَمَسُوهُ بِأَيْدِيهِمْ لَقَالُوا إِنَّ هَذَا لَسِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ. Subhanallah, that means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, if even we revealed a book that they can touch with their hand, they still know that's a lie. Even with that physical evidence, there's no evidence, there's no way. Takzeeb. Deny, even if you have an evidence, subhanallah. And then the third level, sukhriya. You laugh. You pick on these ones. So it's not only you deny it. No. It's one step above. So that means you laugh on these ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, those non-believers, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا أَجْرَمُوا كَانُوا مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَضْحَكُونَ وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِهِمْ يَتَغَامَزُونَ وَإِذَا انْقَلَبُوا إِلَاهِ انْقَلَبُوا فَكِهِينَ. That's a description of their behavior. So when the believers comes in, what they do, they just يَتَغَامَزُونَ. That means they blink their eyes and laugh. يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ is going to be the other way around. سُخْرِيَة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَقَدْ كُذِّبَتْ رُسُلٌ مِّن قَبْلِكَ فَحَاقَ بِالَّذِينَ سَخِرُوا مِنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا بِهِ يَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. So those ones who actually deny law and pick on these things and pick on Islam and Quran and throw the Quran away, they will have their punishment from Allah. It doesn't come very quick. It comes when Allah decides this. And then the fourth level, al-udwan, attacking and hitting you and killing you. Four levels of behavior. And I think we have a good example in the world that we are living. That's the behavior of an unbeliever. Al-i'rab, al-takzib, al-sukhriya, al-udwan. Al-i'rab, not to believe. Al-takzib, to deny what you're saying. Al-sukhriya, to laugh and pick on what you're saying. Al-udwan, to attack and kill you. So these four different behaviors, we are living in that world. Subhanallah. And Allah told us, that's the non-believers do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam was telling them, that's what Allah is saying, they deny. And then all of that behavior they've been doing. And that was making Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam very unhappy, very depressed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to tell him, come down. It's not you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told them in Surah Al-An'am, قَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّهُ لَيَحْزُنُكَ الَّذِي يَقُولُونَ. We know that you're depressed because of what they're saying. We know that. Allah knows that. إِنَّهُمْ لَيُكَذِّبُونَكَ. They don't deny actually you personally. وَلَكِنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ يَجْحَدُونَ. Those non-believers, in any evidence, will deny it. And because you are the prophet that tells them the evidence, they will deny you. They will just tell you you're lying and so on. Just not you personally. And that's why this is a message for anyone who's working in da'wah, to know that if you stand and say something to an unbeliever and he stands against you, he's not against you personally. He denies the fact. He denies the fact. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the surah Al-A'raf said, وَقَالُوا لَوْ نُزِّلَ لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكٌ. And as you know, just to highlight one thing, there is a difference between nuzzila wa unzila. Okay? There is a difference in the Arabic language. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always when talks about Quran, al-Quran nuzzil, not unzil. Because nuzzil means comes in steps, in stages. And as you know, Quran has been revealed from Allah in 23 years. That's different from Torah and Injil. It's unzil, it's in one shot, in one step. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Qadr said, إِنَّ أَنزَلْنَاهُ. In one step, Quran from Allah to the sky that we see. But from that sky to us, or to Prophet Muhammad alayhi wa sallam, took him 23 years. That's نَزَّلَتْ. And that's why they said, لَوْلَا أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ. أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ, that means, if we can see an angel comes in, أُنزِلَ عَلَيْهِ مَلَكْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَوْ أَنزَلْنَا مَلَكْ لَقُضِيَ الْأَمْرِ. That means, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he's come with that strong evidence, that would be the end of it. Because if you deny after the evidence, which is malak, angel, you would be destroyed. And that's why many times those non-believers during Prophet Muhammad ask him many times, we need an evidence, a physical evidence. So he's worshipping an idol. But when Prophet Muhammad told him about Allah, no, I need a physical evidence to prove it. Allah doesn't want to give him the evidence, because physical evidence, always the sequence after it is a huge and severe punishment. That's why when Al-Hawariyin in Surah Al-Ma'idah asked Prophet Isa alayhi salam to ask us for Ma'idah, a huge banquet for them to eat, and Prophet Isa alayhi salam asking Allah to have this one, Allah subhanahu said, إِنِّي مُنَزِّلُهَا عَلَيْكُمْ, I will give you this. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَمْ أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. That means I'm going to torture him, no one else is taken, because that's a physical evidence. And it didn't happen during Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that the sons and grandsons of these people will be actually the Sahaba that will spread out Islam everywhere, subhanallah. So that's why takzeeb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, you will have this. And we are living in that world. We have lots and lots of this. Lots and lots of takzeeb and denying. Lots of laughing and abusing Quran, we have. Lots of offending us and killing us, we have. All of that is, we have. And Allah told us that in Surah Al-An'am. There's a lot of evidence. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the same thing, in the same surah, promised us. Allah كتب على نفسه الرحمة. He mandates mercy upon himself. من يعمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم يتوب. That means you've done a mistake. بجهالة, that means you don't mean it, not in purpose. ثم يتوب, that means you've admitted it. You've asked Allah for repentance. You've asked Allah for forgiveness. فأنه غفور رحيم. So that's a great gift you would get. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the huge, what the non-believers will tell you, what the non-believers will do to you. But at the same time, this is what you're going to get. Stay in the same line. Don't lose track. There is still a light at the end of the tunnel. You have to look at that light. You have to see it. But you have to keep looking at that light. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, those non-believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them a huge trick, subhanallah. Huge. It has been explained very nicely in this surah, subhanallah. فَلَوْلَا, so this is what Allah said, subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَلَوْلَا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ تَضَرَّعُوا. That means, if we are not going to take them so hard, they will not believe it. وَلَكِن, what happens to them, even after that? قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. قَسَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ, their hearts making so hard, so stiff. Because exactly, the more you are near to Allah, the softer you are, your heart. The more you are away, when يَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ from Allah, the harder your heart is. And that's why you know the difference. Quran, look at this, what Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Quran. لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ عَلَى جَبَلْ. If we reveal this Quran on a mountain, لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدَّعًا. It's collapsed. Subhanallah. So how come at the same time, some of the surah, including Surah Al-An'am, in the hadith, said, it actually comes into to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam heart in one shot. But it didn't collapse, because it's soft. The more nearer to Allah you are, the more soft your heart is. The more away you are from Allah, the more hard and stiff your heart is. Subhanallah. And that's why we have to get near to get that softness inside ourselves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لَوْلَا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَاءِ. Unless we do this, they are not going to believe it. Despite all of that, what they have done? They've done something totally different. قَسَفْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Shaitan, زَيَّنَ لَهُمْ. This is one of the tricks of the shaitan. Probably I've told you before. Shaitan is only about, not about whispering you to do it. No. Even if you've done it, this is going to tell you, oh, you're good. Great. It's a good job. Continue. He's pushing you. زَيَّن. It's a nice thing. You do the sin, and he's telling you, oh, it's a nice thing to have. Okay? So this is it. So we're going to, for example, anything that is adultery and fornication, that's freedom. You just color it pinky and nice. That زَيَّنَ لَهُمْ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَلَهُمْ. This is one of the tricks of Quran. We have to be very careful. Whenever you've done things, and Quran is trying to make it easy for you, you haven't prayed in jama'ah, it's okay. It's no problem. You can't do this, you can't do that. That زَيَّنَ لَهُمْ. This is one of the tricks. And this is one of the problems that we have, and we have to be aware. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, this is what happens to these people. زَيَّنَ لَهُمْ الشَّيْطَانِ, push them. Then what happens actually? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them more and more and more in this. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give those people everything. And you think, oh, they have technology. They are best. Better living standards. فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. All the everything Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them. حَتَّى فَرِحُوا بِهَا. They are very happy. They have everything. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَ فَإِذَا هُمْ مُفْلِسُونَ. We take them suddenly. Suddenly. That's Allah's punishment. He's dragging you step by step. That's what kafir actually doesn't never ever see this. He's dragging you step by step. حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِهَا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَ. They came to the point where they are happy. They think they are strong. Nobody could do that. We are the strongest. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَ. Suddenly, no excuses, no warning, nothing. Even if you think you can stand for it. فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. They are depressed. They haven't even expect that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about قوم عاد. Al-Ahqaf. And Al-Ahqaf is the place between Oman and Yemen. That's called Al-Ahqaf. These people have been extremely strong. Body-wise, they have huge, giant people. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent them Nabiullah Hud. And he warned them, you are not going to get a punishment, a severe punishment. And they said, أَتِنَا بِمَا تَعِدُونَ. Give us what you are promising us. He said, it's not me, it's Allah is going to come to you. And when actually the wind started, you see the trick? They said, إِنَّهُ عَارَضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. That means, oh, it's just some rain. And that's all. رِيحٌ. What happened? This wind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explain it. سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا. Extremely strong. سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ. 8 days, 7 nights. Can you imagine Katrina for seven? That's a one day. This is a one day. Can you imagine 8 days, 7 nights? What might happen? Just imagine, this is a one day. أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً. Suddenly. So we have to wake up. We have to know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يُمْهِن وَلَا يُمْهِن. Give you the opportunity. But punishment is coming. And it comes with no warning. No warning. And Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam told us a dua that we always have to keep in it. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الموت المفاجئ. God help us not to get death suddenly. Because sudden death, that means you even haven't got the opportunity. Astaghfirullah. There's no opportunity. There's no astaghfir. There's nothing. It's taken it. أخذ عزيز المقتدر. And that's why Prophet Muhammad told us, تستعيذ بالله. I mean, Allah, don't let me that. Make me sick first. Give me opportunity to say astaghfirullah. And the better you are, Allah will give you that opportunity. To give you that opportunity, say astaghfirullah. And I give you something at the end of this khutbah. You know Al-Hajjaj? He was just like Saddam Hussein. The same type of people. Allah gave him a huge opportunity. At the end, he was comes his deathbed actually, and he was always asking Allah for forgiveness and asking Allah for forgiveness and asking Allah for forgiveness. And during that time, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal was living, and people came into Imam Ahmad and said, "Do you think Allah will forgive this guy, Hajjaj?" And he's asking Allah for forgiveness. قال Imam Ahmad, what did he say? He said, أظنه يفعل. He will do. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, رحمته وسع كل شيء رحمة. He includes everything in his mercy. All you have to do is just ask him for this mercy. Mercy is not going to come to you. You have to go to it. Ask for it. And if you think actually Saddam Hussein is in that boat, I hope he remembers Allah and asks for forgiveness. Who knows? So Allah is giving you this. Even if you have something good inside you, Allah will give you that opportunity to ask for forgiveness. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها منبر الكتاب وذات السنة. هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله. Dear brothers and sisters, Ramadan is coming, inshaAllah. And Sahaba always do that dua, Allahumma ballighna Ramadan. That means Allah, give us the opportunity to attend Ramadan. Because Ramadan is a huge opportunity for us to get that forgiveness, to get a peace for it. There is a very, very interesting hadith, I would like to share it with you. Because that's an opportunity for us. Prophet Muhammad was about to give a speech, khutbah. And then they've heard him said, Ameen, 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 three times. He said, Ameen, three times. And then Sahaba asked him, Alama Ammen, why have you said Ameen? That means someone was telling you something and you said Ameen. And he said, yes. Angel Jibreel came to him. And as you know, Angel Jibreel, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the power. Sometimes he show himself to everybody. And sometimes he's only to Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, and the others can't see him. And that happens in the same incident. They haven't seen Angel Jibreel, but Prophet Muhammad saw him. He was always coming in the ship of a man. And he told him this. And let me say the hadith and explain it to you. It's very important. رغم أنف مرئن رغم أنف مرئن بلغ رمضان ولن يغفر له. What does it mean, رغم أنف مرئن? That means رغم أنف مرئن is an expression in the Arabic word means humiliation. رغم أنف مرئن, literal meaning of it actually that if someone, his face is on earth as a part of humiliation, that's what it means. رغم أنف مرئن بلغ رمضان ولم يغفر له. That means he attended Ramadan, passed Ramadan, and nothing has been actually, he hasn't taken any of the forgiveness in Ramadan. That's a total loss, total humiliation. رغم أنف مرئن بلغ رمضان ولم يغفر له. This is one. He said, Ameen. It's true. رغم أنف مرئن أدرك أبويه أو أحدهما ولم يغفر له. بر الوالدين. To treat your parents nicely. If you have your parents or one of them, and you haven't actually taken the opportunity of Allah forgive you a lot of your sins because of the dua of your parents, you are a loser. رغم أنف مرئن. And he said, Ameen. The third one, رغم أنف مرئن ذكرت عنده ولم يصلي عليك. That means if someone mentioning Muhammad and he didn't say, اللهم صلي على سيدنا محمد. صلوا على سيدنا محمد. اللهم صلي وسلم على سيدنا محمد. These three, very simple. Very simple things to do. However, you have to do it yourself. And the opportunity is coming in Ramadan. Ramadan, أوله رحمة وأوسطه مغفرة وأخره عتقا من النار. There will be people at the end of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them the highest level, forgiveness from torturing. What best reward than this you have? Nothing. If you have been really forgiven from this torture, ذلك الفوز العظيم. This is the great reward. And that's your objective should be. You're not going to get that objective easily. The way to Al-Jannah is not a nice way to go. It's very hard. It's really, really very hard. It is. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it that way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran many times, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. That means, don't ever think you're going to go to Jannah and you haven't done anything. No! You have to do your best. You have to do your effort. You have to ask Allah for forgiveness. You have to cry and ask Him for forgiveness. It's not going to come to you. You have to do really, really the best you can to get it. It's not like I'm Muslim, I'm guaranteed that I'm going to go to Jannah. You, what you've done, this is very important. This is very important. Brothers and sisters, Ramadan is coming. Don't lose this opportunity. Plan for it as of now. How you are going to read Quran? Reading Quran has to be, this is Shahr al-Quran, the month of Quran, reading it. You have to finish Quran many, many times, as much as you can. Prepare yourself, psychologically and time-wise and everything. It's hectic, yes. It's tiring, yes. But the rewards is great. You have to keep that in mind. Look at the, and that's what I'm saying, the flight at the end of the time, the huge, huge rewards that you are going to get. Don't lose the opportunity. Don't lose it. Plan for it now. And we have to prepare it and say it now because Ramadan is coming. That is what we are looking here for. We Muslims, our relationship to Allah always needs renewal, activation, strengthening. You know when medically they give you a vaccination against whatever it is, and then every year you have to do a boost. Why do you have to do that? SubhanAllah. Exactly the same thing. You have to renew yourself, strengthen that relationship, have a better path and a better understanding and relationship with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you remember Him everywhere. Allah will remember you when you are in bad situation. Dhikrillah, just say La ilaha illallah is a very simple thing. But keep that in mind, keep that in your mouth, always remembering Allah. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So those types of people who remember Allah, daily make remembering Allah is something that you have to do it. Say Subhanallah, walhamdulillah 100 times. Allah, Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام, wipes out your sins ولو كانت كزبد البحر, even if it's like a sea foam. Subhanallah bihamdih 100 times is going to take less than 10 minutes. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك ولا الحمد يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير 100 times. Huge. وهو على كل شيء قدير. Everything. الشيطان, when he heard this, لا إله إلا الله وحده, he can't stand. He has to go away. He can't stand for it. It's very strong. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. Just say صلاة والسلام 10 times, night and day. What do you get? شفاعة. When you ever say 10 times, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد in the morning, اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد at night, you get his شفاعة. SubhanAllah, it's very simple. Just say it. These things are very simple, brothers and sisters, and Ramadan is coming, and we have to prepare for it. Get that reward. Don't lose it. It's an opportunity for us. And that's why we have to get the reward. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا تقبل منا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا إن نسينا وأخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك على الوجه الذي يرضيك. اللهم يسر علينا قراءة القرآن وحفظه. اللهم اجعله شاهدا لنا لا علينا. اللهم اجعله شاهدا لنا لا علينا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اجعله سائقا لنا إلى الجنة وواقيا لنا من النار يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم ارحمنا. اللهم ارحمنا. اللهم ارحمنا. اللهم إنا أشياء ممن خلقت فأدخلنا في زمرة رحمتك يا من وسعت كل شيء رحمة. اللهم وادخلنا في زمرة رحمتك. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تفكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه يغفر لكم، وأقم الصلاة. Thank you.